So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome, everybody. My name is Ignacio Sandoval, a.k.a. Ignachin. A lot of people know me as such from the radio days that I used to do on FM radio stations in Southern Cali. And throughout that journey, I had a chance to meet a good person, a friend of mine. He's coughing in the background. Dr. Alex Avila.
Yes.
Who's a renowned author. He's a professor at a university in Southern California. And after striking a conversation with this gentleman, I got to realize that there is a need for his work. And he has dedicated himself to do such craft. For how long have you been a professor, Dr. Avila?
At least 20 years, at least.
20 years? Can you give us a little background of who you are so people can know?
Yeah, basically, I'm a clinical psychologist. I work helping actually victims of crime, people who have been through trauma, and also relationships and divorce and conflicts. So I have 4 graduate degrees, including a doctorate in clinical psychology. So I've been in school a long time. I wrote 2 best-selling books, one of which is called Love Types. Uh-huh. It came out in the late 90s on finding your compatible soulmate. So from there, I linchpin onto a lot of media, TV, and radio. And actually, we used to do a show together.
Definitely.
Back in the day, a radio show.
And we used to give love advice to people.
Yes.
To finding their soulmate.
Yes.
But what I like interesting about your job is, I mean, you're a very well put together individual.
Thank you.
And you have a science behind love.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of people say, you know what, love, you got to feel it. You got to go with it. It's a subjective thing. Of course it is. But if you look at it in an analytical way and you look at it in a logical way, you can avoid a lot of the stress that comes with love, right?
Definitely, because, I mean, it's an art, but also a science, you know, the science of compatibility. You know, I talk about the dating masquerade where people meet someone and they seem wonderful and charming and attractive, but then the mask comes off.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way that we've discovered, you know, through research, you know, to find out what is a happily couple, married couple look like, you know, compatibility-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's all about personality. And we look at this from the inside out. So we call it inside-out love. You know, inside out meaning you go from the character, the values, the personality, and then you go from the outside part.
I see.
And it has long-term results.
Because a lot of people nowadays, when they look for love and a significant other, they look at the physical more than anything, right?
Definitely. You know, a lot of the, you know, the Tinder apps, the dating services, you know, people go by the physical. But, you know, the key is to have the full combination, you know, the chemistry, you know, internally and externally. So we think that's the lasting power. And, you know, from research, we find that that's the case.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, like, nowadays, we're going through a transition, like, the new generation, the millennials, as they call them, they're practical people. They're people that are straight to the point, and they like the things as they are. They like to hear them and practice them.
Yes.
But I think if we put a little bit of our ingredients with the formula you got, I think we can develop better relationships. And it doesn't really also apply just to, you know, mutual relationships with other people, but a relationship with yourself. And we're going to talk about this throughout our podcast.
Yes.
But today I wanted to bring Dr. Avila on board so he can give us a little more of feedback of what love really is. Because to me, love is the driving force behind everything in the world.
Absolutely. And in fact, I call it love university, you know, because, you know, high school and college, you don't learn how to love. You know, you learn, you know, mathematics and things that you may or may not use. But, you know, to have great relationships, not just with other people, with yourself and a higher power, if you believe in that.
Definitely.
So our whole purpose in Love University is to teach people how to, you know, love themselves, others, and a higher power in the best way possible.
And by this, we're not trying to preach any sort of religion, but more than anything, we're trying to teach you how to have a relationship with yourself and have a better environment, know, a better relationship all around and be less stressed.
Exactly. Because I think love is the new self-esteem, you know, because that really is the key. If you have compassion for yourself and others, you're going to feel great about yourself. You're going to accomplish more in your career, your finances, your health. You know, love those together.
I used to have a friend who, he didn't go to school, but he was a very practical guy. And I was talking to him one time and we started talking about life. And he says, you know what's wrong with society nowadays? He says, people aren't very unhappy. As you can tell, there's road rage.
Right.
There's people having divorces, people killing each other in relationships.
Exactly.
He says, but you know what that boils down to? He says, it boils down to the idea that these people are not doing what they love.
Yes.
The mechanic might have wanted to be a doctor. The doctor might have wanted to be a mechanic.
Exactly.
So you have all these minds that never kind of like examine what they really are or who they are.
Exactly.
And that's why I wanted to bring this podcast on board, because love is not just a, you know, fictional word that people say, oh, it's a melodrama thing. No, love is actually the driving force that I believe moves us all throughout the day, and we're missing a lot of it, especially in the United States.
Definitely, yeah. And I think you're getting to the right point is authenticity, to be authentic, mm-hmm. to be your true self. That's where love begins. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, someone wants to be an artist and they're a dentist or something like that, and they're not happy. We call that falsification of type. Mm-hmm. Type meaning your personality. So people often choose a false type. Mm-hmm. It starts from childhood. For example, your parents say, be practical. You know, you don't choose a career that, you know, is practical, but maybe you're a dreamer, right? Maybe you're an artist in your heart. Mm-hmm. But you don't do that. You go become an accountant. You're unhappy. You marry someone you don't want.
Yeah.
And the whole life becomes a falsehood. So the key that we want to teach people is how to, you know, grab who you really are. You know, grab your authenticity and become that right person. And then you can attract the love that you need, whether it's through a relationship or through your career or through helping others.
And I think that's a major key factor, because a lot of times we forget ourselves.
Yes.
We start listening to everybody else, family, friends, mm-hmm. you know, all these other elements that come into play, but we forget yes. about the main thing, which is ourselves.
Exactly. That's
we live with ourselves 24/7.
Yes.
Might as well learn how to have a good, positive relationship, right?
Yeah, and to embrace who we are. For example, there's some people that are called the introvert personality. Introverts are those people that like to get energy from themselves. Mm-hmm. They have a few close friends. And many times people say the wrong thing. Well, you need to go out and meet more people. You need to be more extrovert.
Yeah.
But that's not really your style. You know, you'd rather read a book. You'd rather be, you know, doing something at home, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's your personality. So you can embrace that and still be sociable when you need to be. And
so
still make friends.
It really boils down to what you have internally as an individual that makes you happy, right? Yes. Like you said, the introvert is that person that stays at home and,
yes.
you know, only socializes when necessary.
Right, exactly.
And you have the other side, which is the extrovert, right?
Yes, they'll actually go out and socialize and have a lot of friends. And the key is neither is better or worse. They're just different styles. Mm-hmm. But in our society, we're more extroverted generally. So the introvert is often feel stigmatized. They feel like they're a minority. Mm-hmm. They don't feel appreciated. So the key is to actually embrace that part of yourself and just resonate it outward.
Instead of feeling different, instead of feeling like you don't belong, right?
That's the key. And one of the keys that I talk about is to extend loving energy without expectation. Mm-hmm. One of the keys to happiness. In other mm-hmm. words, you know, smile at people, help people, strangers, whatever it might be. And even be a great listener without focusing on your own needs. And that's pretty hard for a lot of people.
Yeah. Most people, when they're listening, they're thinking about the answer.
Yeah, already. Exactly. What I'm going to say next. Yeah. You know how powerful it is to really be listened to by someone that really gets you? That's extremely powerful. That's why people pay a psychologist $400 an hour mm-hmm. just to have that person do that. But what if you could do that just for anyone, just for your friends or, you know, mm-hmm. even people you just meet? Is to give them the gift of true listening.
True listening.
Yeah, that's a beautiful gift, and it's a very loving gift.
But yeah, you know what? I find that, like, at times I get excited sometimes when I'm talking about a topic. Like,
right.
I love cars, right?
Yes.
And if I'm talking to somebody about it, I get really excited. Mm-hmm. And I at the end, I realize that I didn't let that person talk. So it's kind of like developing that mm-hmm. gauge within yourself to know when to shh, be quiet, right?
Yeah, I call it listening intelligence. Mm-hmm. You've heard emotional intelligence,
yes.
right? Where you're in tune with other people's emotions. Mm-hmm. But listening intelligence is actually listening with full 100% comprehension. Wow. And making the person feel understood and even loved, if you want to use that word.
Well, if you really think about it, I mean, it's a very civilized way of learning and, you know, not learning, but I mean, I should say dealing with relationships. And most people nowadays, since we're so tied up and caught up with our technological devices,
yes, right.
we're like in fast paced mode, like, oh no, we have to give an answer like this. We have to be short because yes. Twitter only allows this.
Yes.
So that's the way I have to talk.
Right.
We've forgotten about real conversations that you can savor and actually
yes.
feel the words.
I like that. And what you're thinking, just as I'm thinking here, what if we created an environment where people could actually sit down and talk, you know, like a coffee, mm-hmm. you know, relationship kind of, you know, seminar or something.
Oh, nice.
Even for singles, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, coffee for two or something. You know?
That would be good.
Where they can sit down and have a half hour uninterrupted conversation, no cell phones, right? No mm-hmm. no Twitter, just face-to-face, old-fashioned conversation.
I think a lot of people would go crazy because yeah. we're so used to our devices that
yes.
right. We just got to kind of like let go, right, at that point?
Yeah, it's almost like you got to amputate yourself to get rid of that phone, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
It's stuck to your hand.
Definitely. Well, doctor, I know we have a lot of things, and this is the beginning of our relationship yes. as far as definitely. Having Love University. This
yes.
class number one, this pretty yes. much the first day of class, we're going to give yes. you a syllabus.
Yes, we are.
And all that stuff. But more than anything, right. we want to talk to you about mm-hmm. you know, facts based on research.
Yes.
Dr. Avila is an individual, like I said in the beginning, he has a lot of research, he teaches, he's active, And one of the books that you brought in today, what's the title of it, Doctor?
This one's called Guy Types.
Guy Types.
4 Ways to Find the Love of Your Life.
And that's for individuals that really want to settle down, or what is
Definitely,
that?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, Guy Types, obviously, it's for females, but also for males, too. And basically, people that want to find that compatible match. You know, they're tired of the dating masquerade. They're tired of the false mask that comes off, and then you're compatible. They want to find the love of their life. So we teach you certain techniques, you know, based on research, certain strategies, how to find that right person that you can be happy with.
And what do you say to people that say, you guys are crazy, man. There's no such thing as a formula to find the right love. You either feel it or not.
Well, again, I mean, they may have been hurt. I mean, that's coming from the pain. But, I mean, this has really been proven. You know, we've had over 40 million followers from my first book, Love Types, that have successfully found their soulmates.
Nice.
So now we're updating it, Guy Types, you know, using modern technology and the social media. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're simplifying it. Before, we had 16 Love Types. Now we have 4 Guy Types, 4 personalities.
So it's all based on who you are as an individual and finding that match that kind of like makes you like a lock and key, you know? It just makes you like a perfect combination, right?
Exactly, yeah. For example, there's 4 types. There's the meaning seeker. Meaning seeker is a person that likes psychology, philosophy, you know, spirituality, the arts. If you're a female meaning seeker, you want to typically find a male meaning seeker, someone that has those same interests in common because you have more harmony, less conflict. So we talk about, you know, where to meet that kind of person, how to develop a relationship based on that type. And then we have someone called the excitement seeker.
The excitement seeker.
The fun-loving, you know, I don't know if you're a little bit like that or, you know.
I used to be. When I was younger, like, let's go out and do this. Let's go hiking. Let's go to Vegas.
Yes, party and have fun. You know, also outdoor activities, you know, bungee jumping, river rafting, you know, they like to take risks. So there are certain, that's a personality type. We have the knowledge seekers.
People
think of like Iron Man, right? Someone who's brilliant, scientific, intelligent.
Like logical. The nerds.
It could be a nerd or it could also be a powerful nerd.
Yeah.
You know, like Iron Man, you know, in the movie, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's like a billionaire, right? He's got these inventions. And, you know, they're into science and technology. And also, they like sarcasm. They like debate.
I think that's me.
You look like
that. Without the millions.
well, hopefully.
One day.
Yeah, exactly. So they have that personality. And then there's what we call the security seekers. And they're about 45% of the population.
And those people, the security seekers, those are individuals that, say, for instance, have a career and they don't like to step out of their bounds, or who are those?
Well, they love the family. Family is the key. Family, security, tradition, you know, kind of the old-fashioned kind of guy, the Clint Eastwood, John Wayne types, you know. You know, watch your back, you know, they're kind of very responsible, you know, they will, you know, take care of you for life. And, you know, basically all these types have good and bad qualities, but the key is to find who you are first and then find that person that resonates with that style.
And I know you have a test for people that are listening right now and they want to take it just for fun and find out what kind of individual they are based on their personality.
Exactly.
What is your website, Doctor?
It's called guytypes.com, the new book. Also, lovetype.com.
Lovetype.com.
Lovetype.com and the new book, guytypes.com.
Great. And you guys can actually go there for free. And in the future, what we want to do is, like, more than anything, I wanted to start a podcast. I've been away from the radio for a year and a half. And before I said, you know what, I want to do a podcast, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do because I didn't want to fall into the stereotype of just doing a podcast, kind of like my radio show, because this is a different beast. And we linked up and I thought about it and I said, you know what, Dr. Avila, why don't we get together and create something that's going to be beneficial for people?
Right.
And at the same time, they're going to learn. But at the same time, we're going to have better individuals out there. And we're not trying to preach like Joel Austin or anything like that. But we are trying to tell you that there is a way to live happy. There is.
Yeah, that's the key. Yeah. I mean, you know, love and be happy. Those are the two things.
Those are the things. And basically in your book, people can also get it on the website if they want to.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon, Kindle, you know, all those kind of online bookstores. So the key is, again, is, you know, we want to find that individual that resonates with us, you know, that matches our personality. So in the book, actually, we talk about how to do personality networking, which is a new concept. Where through social media, you actually join certain groups or organizations that are more dedicated to a particular type. For example, the meaning seeker. So you're going to join things like Big Brother, Big Sister, you know, Cancer Society, you know, things related to spiritual groups, you know, yoga, you know, wellness. Security seeker related to family events, you know, Chamber of Commerce, community events, you know, business, those kind of things. So basically, we want to match you in that personality niche, you know, basically find that individual based on your style. Also, another way to do it is by asking 3 magic questions.
Really?
We can even give them to the listeners if you want to. If you want
okay,
to
let's do it. Let me see. Ask me the questions.
Okay. For example, what would you do if you won $10 million?
If I won $10 million, I think the first thing I would do, I would pay off my house.
Okay.
And put the rest away and then travel.
Okay. And if you had leftover money, the rest of your money, the rest of the life, what would you do?
I would invest it. I would invest it in different projects, whether it was technology or, you know, goods. I would invest in the market. Mm-hmm. So investment.
Okay. What's your favorite movie, for example?
My favorite movie is La Bamba.
Why do you like it?
Because of the message. It's such a powerful message behind it for me, like very personal perseverance. Mm-hmm. This guy that came from nothing and gave life to his talent and never gave up and helped his family. That's how I see myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What if I got two tickets to Vegas tomorrow, but it's a work day? Would you go?
Nah, I would have to wait. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I have the responsibilities. You know, I have to take care of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
In some ways, you sound a little bit like a security seeker. Security seekers are family-oriented people, kind of traditional in some ways.
Okay.
And they kind of take care of their people. You know, they're very responsible in many ways. Because I know you have the other side of you. You have your alter ego. Right?
My alter ego. That's the thing, you know, with this podcast. You're going to get to see.
Right.
Now, Chin is the radio guy.
Right.
But Ignacio, that's more like the chill guy.
Right.
Nachin is the one that's always out there doing fun stuff.
Exactly.
But when it comes down to it, I don't know. I kind of transform when I get home. Mm-hmm. I'm a very chill person. Right. I'm an introvert. But when I'm outside and I'm doing activities, social activities, I'm an extrovert.
Right. So you're a family-oriented kind of guy is Ignacio.
Yes.
Thing, right? You're very loyal to your people, right? And then the other guy, Nachin, is a fun-loving party animal, right? You know, he likes to have fun, right? So you have what we call a secondary guy type.
You know. So, kind of like in my case, it's like when you used to watch cartoons back in the day, you had the angel and you had the devil on one side.
Yes.
That's kind of like the thing with me.
I mean, but let me ask you, what do you think is stronger for you, the security seeker or the excitement seeker? If you were to say, who is the more more like you a little bit?
Man, well, they fight with each other.
Oh, okay.
Because the security seeker knows responsibility, knows he has to take care of things to stay alive, to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. But the fun guy, he's the one that says, well, you only live once. Right. Let's go out and do this.
Okay.
So they kind of put each other in check.
Okay. Yeah, but okay. So, you know, some people do have that combination. They have like one primary one and a secondary one.
For example, but is there something wrong with that?
Not really, no. I mean, it's just a matter of embracing who you are. Mm. I mean, for example, I'm a meaning seeker.
I
love psychology and philosophy, but I'm also a little bit of an excitement seeker.
Oh, nice.
I like to travel and try new experiences. So all of us, to an extent, have maybe one primary one and one secondary one. But the key is not to deny one of them. The key is not to deny one of them, because sometimes we try to repress it. We try to push it down, and it comes back up in very bad forms.
And a lot of people say, like, for instance, when you're in a relationship, why don't you show me this side of you? You weren't like this in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's because they weren't honest with themselves, right?
Exactly. For example, let's say that you don't want to party. You know, the good part of you says, I'm not going to party anymore or have fun. But see, if you keep doing that, it's going to come out in a very strange way. You know, you're going to, you know, explode someday and just go crazy for a week or something. As opposed to, hey, once in a while, I'll go out and let off some steam, have some fun, and then I'll go back to, you know, the family and the security.
Okay.
So that's the healthy way to do it.
Well, that's good to know, because I used to think, like, when we started this conversation, that I was just going to fall into one category. But I mean, these three words, I mean, three questions that you ask pretty much are straight out. You're asking these questions because that says what kind of individual it is,
for example, you know, you said you would save and invest the money. So you have a practical side to you, you know, kind of feet on the ground. I think you also have an emotional side in some ways.
Yeah.
You know, you're a caring person. And then you are structured in terms of the answer, because I asked about Vegas. But there's a part of you who probably would say, I want to go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, of course. Who wouldn't?
You know what I'm saying? So you probably had a little bit of that blend, right? That's why. So based on that, I know you're a security seeker because you're practical and structured. But you also have a little of that spontaneity.
And you know what has happened to me where I've gone to Vegas? I've actually done it, and I feel guilty for doing it.
There you go. Because the other one kicks in, right? The security seeker kicks in, like, you know, I'm wasting money, I'm wasting time. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, again, you got to embrace that part of you. You know, some people call it the shadow side. You know, Carl Jung talked about, you know, the little dark side of us. But, I mean, it's not that this is bad. It's just a whole different angle.
And it's embracing it and being honest. Like, going back to a relationship idea, once you find out who you are, at the end of the day, it, like you said, it's finding that other compatibility partner that is going to give you the same kind of taste of who you are and embrace that. The key here, you would say, is being honest from the get-go, right? Because there's the honeymoon stage. I was reading the book.
You talk
about that. How does that happen, the honeymoon stage?
Well, basically, we have brain chemicals that are genetically released in our brain when we first fall in love. The first 9 months is like amphetamines. You know, amphetamines are very high. You know, you're walking on clouds.
You're like, oh, everything's good.
Yeah, it's wonderful, you know. But you notice that 9 months, biologically, is long enough for a woman to get pregnant, right?
Right.
And have a kid. So that's why it genetically programmed those high feelings. Right. Oh. So you're more likely to stay with her because you're in the
crazy how yeah, evolution
yeah,
is, right?
Yeah, that's evolution. And then those chemicals go away. And then we have another set of chemicals that are called endorphins. Mm-hmm. Now, endorphins, you know, when you feel relaxed, you call it chillax.
You're
right?
Chill, chillaxing.
Chillaxing, you know, and you feel comfortable with that person. Those last, how long do you think those last?
Oh, man. If you're not compatible, I say a couple of months. But if you're compatible, I think you can feed them, no?
In a sense, but actually last typically 7 years.
What?
And you know, you've heard that phrase, the 7-year itch?
Yeah, yeah, when people want to get divorced.
Yeah, and, yeah, it happens many times when the kids are like in, you know, kindergarten, first grade, mm-hmm. often that people get divorced. Because once the chemicals go, mm-hmm. and you're not compatible, then there's nothing left.
Oh.
See, that's when people start getting divorced.
So it's pretty much, I mean, evolutionary trait that you get together with that person, everything's right. nice, yes. to biologically to protect that. Creation yes. that kid that's coming and yes. then the 7 years you already kind of like took care of it enough
yeah
and that's when you're honest with yourself because you weren't in the beginning
if you're incompatible right
incompatible that's yes
the key. If you're incompatible yes. right? Now mm-hmm. if you're compatible then the chemicals can actually be regenerated through your brain
mm.
because you actually love the person there's compatibility so you can actually keep the chemicals going. But when you're not compatible, the chemicals run out, and you're dried right
so. And that's you know what that's a huge I would say How can I, the word that I'm trying to look is style nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of single parents, yes. both men and women.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's finding your happiness. If that makes you happy and mm-hmm. you can still be a co-parent mm-hmm. relationship and still be there for the kid, great. More power to you. Mm-hmm. But I think the problem lies when families are destroyed and they don't want to talk to each other. And it's not about them anymore. It's mm-hmm. about the kids, the siblings. That are being raised, that are in a bad relationship, right? In a relationship that's not harmonious, that is just chaotic. And you're building an individual that's just building different traits that's going to create, who knows, later on.
Yeah, I mean, they've actually done long-term studies on divorce and how to fix kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it does actually affect them, you know. Long-term, they do worse in school. They have more emotional problems oftentimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
depression, anxiety. And also, they're more likely to get divorced themselves.
They saw it. They learned it.
Yeah. The one exception to that is if you have a sensitive child who is severely affected by the conflicts of the parents, they're actually better off sometimes when the parents divorce.
They feel free.
Yeah, they feel free, you know, because, you know, they take it very personally, the fighting. So in those cases, actually sometimes divorce is better. But overall, I mean, it can definitely damage a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful with that, you know, in terms of, you know, how quickly people get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So before you get married, you want to make sure you're compatible. You know, maybe, you know, take these books and courses, you know, do premarital counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go through the steps.
And in our culture, I would say both in American culture and in our background cultures, wherever you may come from, it's not instilled in us to be wise about relationships. It's just like I said in the beginning, go with the gut feeling. If you love them, it's going to be good. But they don't realize, like you said, all the things that you mentioned right now, that there's so right. many steps behind it
right.
and the brain going on naturally, yes. instinctively. Mm-hmm. That if we were to look at it with the scientific way that you're presenting,
right.
and this is not a force-fed type of material, but more like a benefit for you, I think we would have better individuals in the long run.
I believe so because, you know, children are created from parents, you know, their personalities, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, the chain continues. In the book, I talk about the cheatability index, which is an interesting idea.
What is it called?
Cheatability.
Cheatability.
Which guy type is more likely to cheat?
Oh, yeah. And what is the one that can cheat more?
Actually, the excitement seeker has a higher level of that. You can imagine.
He's out and about.
Yeah. And, you know, part of it is just they want to be spontaneous. They want to be open-minded. Mm-hmm. So commitment is more difficult for them. It's not saying they can't love. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. they can be faithful. But they have to have the stimulation within their relationship, you know. I mean, whether mm-hmm. it's sexual or psychological, they need to have that stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other types, for example, the security seeker, ironically, they will preserve the marriage, but they may have a mistress
on the side
to keep the marriage intact.
Okay? And that's because they're sacrificing themselves for the kids, right?
Exactly, yeah, because security is the key for them.
Mm-hmm.
So each type has a certain style about it. The knowledge seeker is very logical about it. And they usually don't cheat because they know the cost outweighs the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very analytical about it. You know, they actually will do
it's cheaper little, to keep her, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's like, exactly. And the meaning seekers are into the spiritual, emotional side. So they may emotionally cheat.
Mm-hmm.
They may have someone who they can be emotionally connected to, but not sexually cheat.
So that's considered cheating too?
In some ways it can be, you know. I mean, if there's an emotional, you know, diversion of energy.
Why don't we leave that topic for the next episode?
Sounds good.
Emotional cheating. What does that entail? A lot of people are not aware of it, but it is there.
It is there because it takes away energy from the relationship. It can be a certain sense of betrayal, too.
Mm-hmm.
It also depends on the personality type. Now, logical people may not care that much.
Mm.
But if this person's emotional and they also have that same style, it can be very hurtful.
Mm.
So we have to also look at the partners, you know, the two types.
What there are.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. Emotional cheating. You just gave me an A-plus idea. So I'm going to give you a homework for that.
Okay. Thank you so much, doctor, for the homework. No, and this is a class, literally. Yes. This is Love University 101.
Yes.
And we want to teach you to have better relationships, not only with others, but with yourself.
Yes.
To become better individuals. And our plan is more than anything to help out people. To Definitely, become
yeah.
better.
Yeah, to create a better society, you know, a better humanity.
Yes.
Where, you know, people don't yell at each other on the freeway, you know, where they don't, you know, hurt each other as much, you know, where they love each other.
Going back to that briefly.
Yes.
You think that happens a lot because obviously they don't have good relationships at home and they're just, anything triggers them and they explode in the moment in you?
People are sexually and emotionally and relationally frustrated.
Wow.
In our society, you know. They don't have good lovemaking. They don't have good love. They don't have good connections. So they take it out on other people. You know, their frustration and anger is resonated outward.
And anything triggers them. Like, I swim. I go to the gym to, you know, have a healthy body and, you know, staying afloat. Mm-hmm. And there are times when I run into individuals that are in my lane.
Right.
And they take it very personal. If you don't, say, for instance, if you don't do the way they want you to swim, like split lanes or do a circle.
Right.
And I say to myself, really? We're here to relax and you're making a big deal out of it. But like you said, it's just an emotional trigger that was ready to explode.
That's true. Yeah, people are exploding time bombs many times.
Mm.
So we have to learn how to diffuse them and also diffuse ourselves.
And how do you approach somebody that's very like unhappy with their emotions all throughout?
First thing, we need to detach ourselves from them. In a sense, think of them as a patient. Mm-hmm. Now, a doctor goes to a hospital and the people are sick. The doctor doesn't take it personally because they're sick.
Right.
And they may even yell at the doctor, right? You know, this and that. The doctor says, hey, you know, I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Think of yourself as being a human doing your job of being human.
Okay.
Okay. And you're there to be present, and you might be giving a little loving energy, right? You may be internally say, well, I see that they're suffering. Their anger is really pain.
Right.
So I'm not going to take it personally. I'm going to extend a little bit of loving energy internally. You may not say anything to them, but you feel, hey, a little bit of compassion.
Like, hi, how are you? Like a different kind of taste of what they're tasting in their mouth and in their mind.
Because think about it. They're suffering from their own nature.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot escape it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's the way to think about it, right?
And because they don't know how.
They don't know how, right?
They don't
know. Somehow you feel compassion for that poor person. You know, they're probably out their wife and their kids. And, you know, they have this inner pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, you know, help them through my inner compassion.
And I like that. You know what, doctor? This Love University, more than anything, yeah, I am hosting it. But at the end of the day, I am a student. I am learning because I don't live a perfect life. I have my dilemmas too. But as I go through this, and as I used to go through it with you and the radio station, and now here in the podcasting world, it helps me a lot. It really does because it puts a lot of things into perspective and you learn to be more of a, how can I say, more of a chill person and more of a productive individual that focuses on the positive.
Definitely. And by doing that, you can accomplish more and you can also help more people.
Mm-hmm.
And also your luck changes. And we'll talk about that in the next segment.
I like that.
How to change your luck in life.
All right. Well,
based on your personality.
I like that. I think we're giving you a little taste of what we're bringing onto the table. More than anything, we want to bring a social, I guess, help for everybody and learn as we go. There's no right or wrong, and it's okay to fall, but it's better to learn from your mistakes, and that's what we're trying to do. If you fall, get back up and dust yourself and start all over. I say this, doctor, if you're breathing, it's for a reason. Embrace it.
Exactly. Never over till it's over.
It's never over till it's over.
You got it.
Well, Dr. Avila, thank you so much for stopping by for this episode.
It's been a pleasure.
Muchas gracias.
Mucho gusto.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, you guys. We're going to go more into it. Like I said, this is a course we're going to be offering for you guys.
Yes.
On the next episode, we're going to talk about emotional cheating.
There we go. Bring your notebooks, bring your pens, bring your lovers, your mates, your children, anyone that wants to learn.
And this is going to be open for everybody. And
yes.
Starts with the adults. If you want to listen to this podcast on your way to work,
definitely.
When you get home at night, or when you're chilling with your loved one,
yes.
That's what we want to do. We want you to listen to it and get something out. If you get one thing out of it, we feel we're successful.
The day has been made.
Yes. Exactly. And once again, if you guys want to take that love quiz about your personality, find out what kind of person you are so you can see what's wrong with you in your relationships, go to the website. What is it, doctor?
It's called lovetype.com and also guytypes.com. By the way, if they want to email me, any questions they want to email me, we can answer on the air.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then we can also give them feedback. It's lovetype, L-O-V-E, TYPE, the number 4, letter U, at AOL. LoveTypeForYou@AOL.com.
Oh, man, that doctor is using AOL. That's crazy.
We're old-fashioned, but we do get the job done.
Definitely. Well, Dr. Avila, thank you so much for stopping by the
it's
class.
It's a pleasure. Yes.
You guys, class is dismissed. Don't be late to your next class of life.
There you go.
Enjoy your time, baby, because you only live once.
Sounds good. See you soon.